Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, on Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com, Victoria Gardens, Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz, and Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. They're open year-round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. Gidge Closet is here from the Phantom Gardener in Rhinebeck, and we are talking about, there's a lot of great plants out there, but you know, they'll do better and look greater for you longer if you amend your soil and get some compost going in there. So whenever you buy a plant or two, buy a bag of compost and just think, we're building soil. It's, I always say, the most important part of the plant is the part you don't see, the roots. So there you have it.
Definitely.
So what are people after?
Well, let's see. Magnolias and lilacs. Folks looking for deer resistant, which, you know, there's some stuff we can very confidently say that they typically don't touch, but we also try to make sure folks know that if the deer are hungry or desperate or thirsty, they're going to try really just about anything. So prevention is the key. Certainly, you know, reaching out towards like natives is a good idea, or things that we know are toxic for them. But great idea to think about fencing or spraying. We carry a lot of different types of deer repellent here. They're all natural. Some are even safe around food crops. And something I've learned over the years is kind of mix it up. Maybe you do have a favorite. I love I Must Garden. That's my favorite. But I will use that for the most part. But every once in a while, I throw in another type. So when I run out of that, I get deer defeat or a plant skid or one of the other ones we carry. Because the deer are such survivors. And sometimes they'll nibble past kind of a yucky smell or taste out of desperation. But they also tend to be a little suspicious. And so now if something that they thought, well, maybe it's not so bad, all of a sudden it does have a different scent, or they do taste it and it's a different thing, they tend to be more turned off. So I do like to tell people, mix it up. Maybe don't use the same thing all season long. You could have two different types even, but there's a lot of great options out there.
And my feeling about deer repellent is the concentrate seems expensive. You get so much out of a bottle of concentrate. I mean,
it's
you
amazing.
Spend $60, $70 on a bottle of concentrate, but you know, for you're going to pay 16, 17, 20 for the little spray thing, and you can get so much out of the concentrate. You can probably get 20 out of
Oh, definitely. It makes sense. Go with the concentrate. Yeah.
And it's, if you don't spray enough, and I think this time of year, spraying, I spray sometimes once a week because things are emerging so fast.
Right. All the new growth. You have to be really careful. Those buds, those new leaves weren't emerged even just a week ago.
Yeah.
So you do have to be mindful about that and watch the growth habit and what is really sprouting out and make sure that's protected. And it makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
It's so disheartening to plant, you know, a whole hedgerow and then come out and have it munched. And plants aren't going to recover from that too many times. You can usually get, you know, even a fairly woody plant to regrow from that kind of damage, but not too many times. You know, if it gets too deep into the hard wood, you're kind of doomed, or the plant is. So Definitely be mindful of that. It's worth the investment. And I agree. Go for the concentrate. Get yourself a good spray bottle. Even the ready-to-use bottle, you could reuse that,
Oh, that's what I do.
right? You get one of those, you get the concentrate, or if you want a good little pump sprayer, a lot of different options. And it's so worth the time and the money.
I find that the bellwether plant for this time of year is daylilies.
Oh, yes.
You can spray, and then 3 days later, the daylilies have gotten a little taller, and you didn't get that part of the daylily. So, it's just like, yeah, this time of year, just bite the bullet and spray. Because, and I think the same is true for things like neem oil. Buy the concentrate.
Yeah.
It seems hard to spend money on that this time of year because the plants are also beautiful, and the deer repellent and the neem oil aren't.
Yeah.
But they will. They're like the insurance policy.
That's right. Yes. It's good to have that stuff on hand.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love mixing up a whole bunch of bottles of it, of deer repellent at once. And, my kitchen smells like, whoa. But hey, it really, really, really works. So I just wanted to give a shout out about dahlias. I have not pulled my dahlias out of the basement yet. They're tender. If we get another frost, and I think our frost date is like the 16th or 17th of May,
Yeah.
they will go. If you're planting tubers directly into the ground, I think you're probably okay because the ground is still pretty chilly and they're not going to do much.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and do that if you've already mulched. It's because it's so much easier to, I don't know. I like planting after I've mulched. I like just moving the mulch away, planting, and then I can sort of tell where everything is. And I use skewers if I'm not sure I'm gonna find them again. All my lilies that I planted in the fall, I put skewers in, so when I cleaned up the garden in the spring, I could sort of see where the lilies were gonna come up.
That's great.
And it's good for, and I think too that anything that you're planting now that's going to need a stake later, and especially dahlias, when you've got that hole, stick the stake in when you put the tuber in. Because if you go back later, and I've done this too, and stick a stake in, you can pierce the tuber pretty
Yes.
easily and
Yeah.
not, and then you're just bummed.
Yeah,
Bummed.
for sure. Yeah, you're making me think about peonies. Get those stakes and supports in now. It'll be way too late really soon. So, even the tomatoes, when you put those in at the end of the month, I always try now. I finally learned. Just get my cages and my support systems in. It may look a little silly and not needed yet, but maybe it's also just because I'm in the industry. It is, before I know it, it's like too late. So I love to just be really efficient, get that plant in the ground and then get its support in place. It's
Yeah.
amazing how quickly things start to grow once the soil is warm and all of that. And I just want to get back to dahlias if I can, because we have so many types. Oh my God.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yep. We still have a great amount. All different kinds of colors and kinds, and they're just incredible. They always make me think of you, Sally. But we still have a wonderful selection, and yeah, we're coming up on the time. I always tell folks like mid to the end of May, but you're thinking we could even start right now in the beginning of May.
I think if you're putting them directly in the ground,
Yeah.
because they're not going to do anything. They're not going to emerge.
Okay, right. And the frost, right? It wouldn't harm the tuber itself, it would be the new foliage. So,
Yeah.
okay, good.
Yeah. So I say, just but there's also no huge hurry because dahlias are late. And I find that you can plant dahlias as late as mid-June, and you can still have a phenomenal show in late summer and fall because they like it hot. And as long as it's still cool, and especially if the ground's cool, they are not, they're just not going to do anything. So I don't know. And I plant mine in little 4-inch pots because I like to see, I've gotten pretty good at figuring out which ones are going to go and which ones aren't. I can spot a minuscule eye a mile away now. But I like knowing. So wait a minute, we have to take a quick break. Juge is here from Juge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener, and the Phantom Gardener, organic from the start, sustainable for the future, on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at the phantomgardener.com. But just go. North Elm Home Furniture, Accents and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com. And Max Agway, on Firehouse Lane in Red Hook, offering comprehensive farm, garden, and pet supply needs. Delivery available, maxagway.com. We're just going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.